This call is being recorded.
Saint Germain's Prayer of Protection. I invite you all to take a deep breath and get centered in your place. I welcome you, beloved family, at this perfect moment. I hope you have settled yourself into a comfortable seated or reclining position in your beautiful sacred space filled with love. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your side. This is the diameter of your pillar of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment forward in this eternal instant. Now visualize beloved Master Saint Germain and his violet fire angels and his violet flame inside your pillar of light. Feel the love, the power, and the purity all around you. And breathe it in deeply. The violet flame consumes and transmutes all past and present mistakes, known and unknown, seen and unseen, from the beginning of time till now. It frees us, frees you, from all negative vibrations. Now see the violet flame outside your pillar of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. See him handing you his sword. See how it fits so comfortably in your hand. Bring it to your heart chakra. Now set your intention with this brilliant blue powerful sword of truth. Now raise it up and swing it around your head and then down around your body, entire body, and two times under your feet. Now feel how you've cleared yourself by cutting yourself free. This includes any and all discordant entities which may have attached themselves to you unknowingly. And now we lovingly release them into the golden white light of Source. Now see how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you've released. Feel the freedom you now have achieved. Now take a moment and look down your pillar of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth. It connects you to the crystalline energy source of Mother Earth and her heart. Now look above you and see your pillar of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens. It connects you to the great central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this pillar of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, invulnerable and untouchable to all negative vibrations, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in eternal freedom of my ascension. And so it is. I thank thee, it is done. This is complete. It is fulfilled and manifested in God's most holy name, I Am.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for a moment and let yourself become more and more centered within your breath. As you take a deep breath in, breathing in the breath of life, and exhaling out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. As you take another deep breath in, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers. And see, visualize all of the 9 chakras that have become activated within each of you, starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, all the way on up to the Soul Star Chakra just above your head, all of the chakras in between. Starting from the bottom, brown, earth tone brown, deep earth brown, the Earth Star Chakra, and moving up, red, orange, yellow, at the midpoint, the heart center, deep blue-green, high heart center, magenta, the throat area, sky blue, middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo, crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and the Soul Star Chakra, approximately a foot above your head, pure brilliant white. See all of the chakras now in perfect alignment with their respective colors and the intensity of those colors. Raise the intensity of each of the chakra centers. Just do it with your will now, with your mind. Visualize it, think it, and it is so. As you raise the vibration of each chakra center, you're raising your total vibration, raising your frequency vibration to come closer and closer to that which would be a higher fourth and fifth dimensional frequency. It can be that simple. You've heard before about simply taking deep breaths and finding yourself raising your vibration in that way. Or in fact, you have many different tools that have been given you, all the way from the use of crystals to your breathing to deep meditation, to just simply raising your thought processes so that they are higher thoughts. And then that raises your vibration. So you have many, many tools to find yourself more and more out of the matrix and into the higher vibrational frequencies of the fifth dimension and yet even higher than that. So for now, focus on your high heart center and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, and energetically connect the two so that you are forming a vortex of energy which your conscious knowing self finds itself being pulled into and exiting out right there in the middle of your forehead so that you can now exit through your third eye out into the astral realm in a very safe and protective manner. And of course, your tube of protective white light that you summoned earlier will also continue to help protect you. And in the astral world now, know that you are surrounded by light. Light is everywhere around you. And feel yourself now rising up, leaving your physical body behind. Get that sense of being both connected and disconnected from your physical body at the same time. Let yourself rise up through the roof of the building wherever you are, or outside, up into the clouds, into the sky higher and higher until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And now become aware of all of the planets in the solar system and the millions of ships that are docked out here. And the Earth, Gaia herself, Gaia as a pristine, higher vibrational frequency Gaia, higher planetary being. And as you're focusing on looking down at the Earth and seeing your body down there, and seeing the Earth in all of her beauty, and literally see the beauty of the Earth now. See the skies as brilliant blue, purple, and maybe even other colors coming in as well. As the most beautiful sunset that you can imagine, see that as the skies open up to your visage here. See the vistas, the mountains, the valleys, the rivers, the streams, creeks, oceans, lakes, all the beauty in the planet, the flowers, the trees blooming, blossoming, the plants, all the flowers across the planet. See the beauty everywhere. Animals coming out of their hiding places and mingling with human beings more and more and more. And even that of the Devic evolution coming back. Those of the fairies and the elves and the sprites. All of those unseen elemental forces that you have not been privy to seeing throughout your life, but yet knew they were there. You always had a sense, each of you had a sense that there was so much more to life, so much more to the Earth than you were able to see with your physical eyes. But now that your physical eyes are opening with your third eye associated with it, allow yourselves to see more and more, not only during this meditation time, but when you find yourselves out in the world, out in nature, let your third eye open to what is available to you, each and every one of you. Each and every one of you have that ability now to see beyond the beyond, to see what has been unseen for most, if not all, of your lives. Now will open up new visages to you. Because the world, and even yet the universe, is opening up to you now. Because, my friends, you are the universe. You are one with God and the universe. And everything is opening up to you now. See the beauty in the world. See the great crystalline structures now rising up everywhere at their fifth dimensional frequency level. Not in the third dimension. You will not see them with your physical eyes. But with your third eye open and your vibrational frequencies higher, you will now be able to see those crystalline structures, those great crystalline structures, as they connect once again with the crystalline grid that surrounds the planet. Because the vibrations are increasing everywhere, more and more and more. And those that are ready for it will experience these increasing vibrations. Those that are not ready for it will not. They will not see what you can see. They will not hear what you can hear. Because everything is opening up to you now. See it. See the world. See the world through those 5D glasses now. Opening up to you. If you haven't already, put those glasses on and see the difference. See the higher frequency vibrational world as she really is. You see people now all across the planet as the collective consciousness of man comes together once again, reuniting, no longer separation, but connecting each and every one across the planet, almost as if hands were connecting across the planet, connecting everyone. See that happening now across the planet. People connecting, people touching each other with hugs and loving embraces all across the planet. See celebrations happening, making your 4th of July celebration seem like mere child play. Not so much fireworks as you know them, although that will definitely happen. But fireworks within your head, within your crown chakra, exploding out. That will be the time of enlightenment, full ascension. Now allow yourselves to begin to come back to your physical body, back to your physical form, and let your astral and etheric body merge back in with your physical body. But as it does so, feel the higher vibration within your body. Feel yourself still in those higher frequencies of the fifth dimension. And allow it to last longer and longer within you. Within you that is the you, not your physical form per se, but the conscious knowing self that you each and every one are. You come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time, in these moments, as many things are changing across the planet. Many of your brethren, many of your brothers and sisters and friends and relatives do not know what you know. They do not understand that everything that is changing for good. It is changing for the light. Even though darkness seems to be seeping out more and more to those that are not ready to see and feel the light and know the light, know the truth. But the truth is indeed coming forward. And as you continue to move on through your life, through each and every moment going forward, know that the paths that you are on are diverging. You are diverging off in one path. You are taking that path of the road less traveled. You have been doing that most, if not all, of your life. You were destined to be on that road, on that path. Yes, you have veered off from time to time, but now you find yourselves fully on that path. Fully on that path to ascension, whereas the other path diverging off, where some of your friends, your brothers, your sisters, family members are, yes, diverging off into other directions, not following the path that you are following. But that is okay, because they are following their own road, their own path, the one they must travel. Because it is their path. Just as you are on yours, they are on theirs. And they are learning the lessons, perhaps, that you have already learned. And it is okay for you to give them space just as you want them to give you space. You want to be able to live your life as you want to live it, just as they need to do that as well. So do not try to convince anyone that is not ready for it. But if they show even an inkling of desire to open up to the various truths that are out there, then it is time for you to open up to them. But not until they ask for it. Because if you attempt to give them information they are not ready for, they will just simply close off even more than they were previously. Just as you did throughout your life when you heard things to you that were untruths, that did not follow the path that you were on. And when you heard those things, you turned off to those messages. They are turning off to the messages now, for they are continuing to want to be in their comfort zones, because that is all they have known. And many are not ready to awaken, and that is okay. Because in their time, in their moment, they will find the opening just as you found that opening. Whether it was the harmonic convergence that many of you found yourselves awakening in those moments. As the entire race of man in various ways awakened at that time. And of course in your 2012 time period, where many, many more awakened and are continuing to awaken now throughout this decade and into the 2000s, 20s decade. Many, many more shall awaken. Many, many more shall move off of the path that they are finding themselves on now and moving toward the path that you are on. They also will be taking the road less traveled when they are ready for it. Diverging paths, that is what is happening now. And there is nothing and no thing that you can do at this point to change that. Try and try as hard as you can. You will continue to find yourselves up against what you call a brick wall. Do not even attempt to do so unless they are ready for it. And again, more and more shall be ready to find the truth for themselves, to begin to research, just as many of you have been doing, to literally look for the truth, because they will find more and more that everything that they have learned throughout their life, which has kept them in that comfort zone, they are now ready to break free. Break free from the matrix just as you have. Just as you have all taken that red pill, they too will be ready to also take that red pill. So be patient. Be patient with them. But more importantly, be patient with yourselves and let everything continue to revolve. Let everything continue to come forth in truth, in light, in love. Because that is the way of the new expression of the higher earth, higher God self earth. Let everything continue to move along. I leave you now in this time, in these moments, as things begin to more and more accumulate, more and more multiply. Momentum is on your side. Momentum is continuing forward. Just let it do so, and know that everything now at this point is leading to a grand crescendo. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you in love and peace and oneness. Continue on, my friends. Continue on. Om Mani Padme Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to continue with this process that was started some time ago. And we continue to offer these services, offer what we can to bring you guidance here. Guidance with your questions, guidance with those things that you are grappling with at various times throughout your life. And we'll continue to do so for yet a little bit more time. But know that everything is indeed speeding up and is coming closer and closer to what has been called the finish line. Are you there at the finish line? No, maybe not yet. But you are approaching it very much more and more here. Not you, only you, but you as a collective you, as the collective consciousness of mankind. So be ready, for things are certainly going to begin to heat up more and more here as the truth comes flooding forward. Be ready. We are ready for your questions if you have them now. Would there be any questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Do you know if all the members of this group are in the fourth dimension or just entering it or middle of it or just wondering where we are?
You are where you think you are at any given point in time, wherever you feel you are at any given point. So sometimes you are in the matrix, you are in that third dimensional illusion, going about your lives just as everyone else is, finding yourselves trapped, and very much trapped within that illusion of separation here. And then there are times when you're more in a fourth dimensional expression, more alive in the higher reality of your being, coming closer and closer to that fifth dimensional expression of yourselves, where you are even more alive, more knowing of who you are, and that fuller connection with your higher God self and the source within you. So you are all moving at various points throughout those three areas, you might say, those three levels of frequency vibration. More and more, though, of you are finding yourselves less and less in that third dimensional expression and in the higher fourth and even often in the fifth dimension. When you feel those times of great bliss and you have no idea of where it is coming from, that is when you are in that higher fifth dimensional expression. And other times, you are going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Shoshana, do you have...
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you, dear Thomas?
I guess. I just sort of want to know how to tell. But then again, that's my analytical mind just saying, okay, I'm in the fourth. No, I'm in the fifth. Or fourth, third.
Yes. Just be where you are. That is all you need to do. Just be who you are and where you are at any given moment. And you will find yourselves in exactly the place you need to be. Okay?
Okay.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
We were speaking during our discussion about people getting the fake COVID inoculation vaccine and how most of the people that get it or most of the people that are getting this fake COVID have been vaccinated. And we've been hearing a lot that a lot of these political leaders, I'm not going to get specific, we know the names, a lot of the leaders in Congress and various celebrities are getting COVID and they're saying, thank God I've been vaccinated. There's news going around that maybe this is a kind of a indication that maybe some of these people are collected or detained or even arrested. Are you willing to broach on that?
What we can tell you is you are already on the right track here. What you have been hearing is very accurate in many respects. When you hear of those ones that are coming down with this virus, even though it is not even that plentiful anymore at this point, and you might wonder, well, why are they coming down with it? Or many across the planet may be wondering that. Why are these ones coming down with it? And it is indeed, as you have been hearing, that they have been, we will not say arrested directly here, but they have been detained, we will say here, in various ways. And this is going to continue to happen more and more and more. And at some point, the floodgates shall open and the truth will come flooding out from all different directions. That is where you are heading right now in these moments. Get ready for it. It is coming. The truth is indeed coming forward. And as we say, the floodgates are going to open up. Okay, Shoshana.
We agree.
Very good.
Thank you. That's a wonderful confirmation. That's what I feel as well. Thank you so much.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question, one who serves. This is Gina.
Yes.
Now, in my understanding, or what I kind of understand about the solar flash coming, I believe it was said by many that the dark that was on the planet had to kind of be eradicated, had to be gone, more or less, most of it, or the majority of it. So I know that we're nearing that, or we are there, pretty close. And so that solar flash is pretty much imminent, pretty close as well. And Archangel Michael is just speaking of, beautiful Archangel Michael, and speaking of how the ascension will all occur during those moments. He never said the solar flash, but I believe that's what he was speaking of. So is that when it will be, when we all ascend during that solar flash? That's my question.
What we will tell you is the solar flash, as you are speaking about here, or the event as it has been called, or the changeover, is largely dependent on man's consciousness, not only those of the dark ones being rounded up, you might say, but also the consciousness of man rising more and more here. That is what is holding off the event yet at this point here, the solar flash, that the consciousness of man across the planet must raise to a higher vibrational frequency en masse, more so here. So that is what is holding that off. As far as the solar flash being the ascension, no. The solar flash comes and then the ascension begins to go into full swing, you might say here. That is the prelude to your more full ascension process. You are in the process now, but that will catapult you into much higher vibrational rates at that point. Shoshana,
we cannot add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient?
It was, but one more thing too. So when the all the truths start to surface for the population to take in, that will also raise their consciousness, right? So maybe like a quickening there, possibly?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
For those that are ready for these truths. There will be those that are not ready for it, that will fight it, will do everything they can to stay within their comfort zone because they are not ready for the changes. But then there will be many who will be catapulted into those changes.
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here? No, then very good. We are ready then to release channel. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
I do not.
Very good. Then we just simply say to you that be ready here. Stay ready, for things are going to begin to what you might call percolate more and more here as these days and weeks and months continue to fly by, as you are finding it, as indeed time is appearing to speed up more and more and more. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.